Racism.
Yay.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
What up, Zach?
Not too much, Max. I like your bow tie.
Thank you. I'm wearing a shirt with what I imagine is a white gentleman on it, and his pussy ass has a bow tie on. And this is the closest I'll ever get to a bow tie.
You would never wear a bow tie?
Nah, I'm not into that. It's kind of douchey.
I'm trying to remember if I had to wear a bow tie for the wedding.
I mean, if you're in a tuxedo, if it's a wedding, okay, a bow tie. But it's like, a bow tie is a very particular situation thing. Like, you can't just be going out to the bar with friends in a fucking bow tie. Like, don't be a cunt.
Why do a lot of bartenders in what seem to be wearing bow ties?
I don't know. That's a fantastic question. White people are trying to bring the bow tie back so hard, I feel like, no.
I feel the bow tie's like going through the fedora phase, where like it's real popular right now, and then in a couple of years it's going to kind of be like mocked and laughed at.
The fedora stays. Has a fedora, yeah, you're right.
I mean, the fedora had a phase, you know what I mean?
Compare it to the fedora phase.
Well, yeah, you know, fedora lifestyle. You know, it was big, everyone had fedoras, and then, like, now it's, like, they're just kind of mocked.
Niggas in, like, hats nowadays, they're very, like, niggas who wear hats, like, they looked everywhere for that hat. You know what I'm saying? They're like, that's not the one, I have it in my mind, but I haven't found one yet.
That's how I kind of am with hats. I always look at the hat display.
At least you don't wear, like, top hats and shit.
Oh, that kind of shit? No. Farthest I'll go is like
one with a big brim.
No, I got a cowboy hat. I got a Stetson.
A what now?
Stetson.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It's like the cowboy brand of hat. The brand of cowboy hats.
This nigga's somehow turning into a cowboy, I guess.
Kinda.
I see something happening.
It's weird. Max, I got a new car. What is it? A horse!
That seems like a fucking tough life to live. The cowboy life. Like, you gotta be really about your fucking... Like, you gotta have moxie.
I feel like you'd want to be a cowboy. You wouldn't have to see anyone for, like, months at a time. You just have, like, you want a horse.
That does sound kind of cool, but I'm just worried about the elements.
You bring it, like... I mean, you could do it right. You could wear, like, a tent and shit.
That's doing it right? A tent for me is not doing it right. Let's record show. A place with a bedroom is doing it right for me. Like a bed.
Just attach a trailer to your horse.
See, I can do that. I can live the trailer life.
With just a horse and like a fucking like Airstream trailer attached to it.
Yeah, yeah. I think about that a lot. Because you wouldn't have many items, you know. Just keep it nice and contained.
I don't know. I feel most people who have trailers, like that shit turns messy within like a year or two.
I ain't most people.
6 months.
6 months. I would keep that shit spick and span. And if you got a trailer, you're doing meth. You know you're doing meth if you got a trailer.
3 months.
This is our
we already got far sidetracked.
This is our podcast on racism. I have something racist. Is meth? Meth is a white person drug.
Meth is a white person drug.
Do you think that's unfair?
No. Like, in terms of, like, labeling a white person drug?
Yeah.
No, it's a white person
But other drug. People do it.
It's fine. It's a white person drug.
Mexicans do crystal meth. Blacks do... Everyone does crystal meth.
Yeah, but I think the image of, like, someone doing meth is, like, a white tweaker, you know?
Yeah. Okay. To each his own.
What's your image of when you think of someone doing crystal meth?
A white person.
Yeah.
A skinny young white man and an old toothless white woman.
Well, no, she ain't that old. She just looks
She old. Just look old as hell because
she's like 28, but got like gray hair and
yeah,
no teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they fucking. They always fucking.
Yeah, they always fucking.
And it's weird. And then they like murder a baby because they thought Jesus told them to. In a snowstorm. Something like meth addicts always get caught out there in the weirdest times too. Like, they make it as difficult as possible to be a human. Just like, y'all niggas was holed up in a Walmart roof, like at the ceiling of a Walmart.
Unfortunately, that one was fake.
That one was fake.
That
but
one was fake, unfortunately.
You heard, like...
No, apparently there was a girl riding around in a Walmart smoking meth, though.
You know? Like...
Whatever.
They found a nigga in the shed. In the shed in a Home Depot. Smoking meth or some shit.
Just remember, pooping in the display toilets?
Yeah. Remember when that couple were smoking meth, they got caught in that snowstorm, and then they got out and walked and died?
We'll make it!
No, you won't. That's how you know you've done too much meth.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. No, but definitely certain drinks and drugs have racial implications and connotations.
Right.
Like a mint julep. You really like slavery. Or like thought, you know, we missed out on slavery.
I feel like Colonel Sanders drinking a mint julep.
Yeah. And Colonel
everybody
Sanders
knows
racist
as fuck. Why they ain't changed that yet? They trying to change the Redskins. Why they ain't changed Colonel Sanders? Because Colonel Sanders, racist as a motherfucker. It seems like...
I forget. I think Colonel Sanders, he actually wasn't.
He
but he like definitely is like the personification.
He
and,
wasn't
like,
not racist. From the stuff that I seen, he was sexist as hell.
Was it you that was telling me that? Someone was telling me about.
He's got a very interesting story.
Yeah, I think it was you telling me about
Colonel
it.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seemed like just so white that it had to be racist. You know, like everything I read about him and just like him and like his quotes and shit, it was just so like racist-y white. You know, you can read it when it's tinged with a little bit of Deep South racism. And that's how all his that's everything he said was. He was a G, though. He got mad at them for changing his recipe and shit.
And then just like...
And he sold his restaurant off and just got paid to be an ambassador just to go around and
but
open
up
KFC.
But he has to go out in the white suit.
That was a stupid clause that just got checked.
That was...
His lawyer should have fit. His lawyer should have did something with that.
Yeah.
But whatever, nigga, they was paying that nigga bank back then, too. He was making bank. If I could just go around opening Popeyes, nigga. Welcome. A delicious meal awaits. This nigga Zach said you gonna be serving Popeyes tonight. It was kind of, that was the most racist thing that was said today here. He was like, you serve Popeyes tonight?
He was complaining about not cooking enough because the place was saying has all this nice cookware.
It's a beautiful kitchen and it's being underutilized.
And
all we made was taquitos.
And
taquito! Whatever. All I'm saying is we should have did more. Then he was like, you can serve some Popeyes tonight.
Because we've been planning on getting Popeyes because it's right down the street. Don't
you can't walk
like
to
that
Popeyes.
I'm trying to walk to the Popeyes.
You should always walk to and from the Popeyes.
I've never walked to and from the Popeyes with you. I've never heard of you walking to or from the Popeyes.
I used to do it in New York.
You used to have that shit delivered to you in New York.
But before I found out they delivered, I walked up to them a couple times. Because
you didn't drive.
I was so surprised when I found out they delivered to. Is that racist?
That what?
That niggas love chicken so much? It's true. Like, I'm glad that negative connotation of black people love chicken is kind of going away. Because now niggas is like, chicken's delicious.
Everybody
know now.
Loves fried chicken.
Everybody know. So why was that?
And I also, actually, the history of watermelon and how that became a racist thing is actually very interesting as well. Because watermelons were one of the first crops sold by freed black slaves.
Because the white people didn't like it for some reason.
Right, no, exactly.
Weird.
I don't know why. Watermelons are fucking delicious.
You don't like watermelon? That's what you're going to tell me right now. You're going to look me in my eye and tell me that you don't like watermelon, bitch. You a liar and
you
a cheat.
A liar.
And a cheat.
And a
and
thief,
that's why your
probably.
Ass got slaves, nigga. See, now it's all starting to make sense with you. Talking shit about the chicken and talking shit about watermelon. Because that's why we used to have chicken, too. That's all they let us have.
Except the chicken only came around in 1940.
Some nigga said... Somebody... Is that gonna tell me? I heard this crazy thing about their chicken. Like, it didn't even become popular until recently. And I was like, what? Chicken been popular, my nigga. Chicken been at the top of the charts, dog.
Since
the world.
Nah, dog.
Since 1940. That's ridiculous.
Look it up.
That's not a thing. So would you like to explain it to them? Because I would like you to explain it
to
me.
There's a book about it. Why did the chicken cross the world? Look it up.
That's stupid. That's a dumb name of a book, and it was too easy. It was too easy, bro. Why did the chicken cross the world?
You look it up. You're the one who denies it.
You're the one who just claimed it and gave me no facts behind it. Except the name of a book.
Yeah.
Anyways, niggas love chicken.
Is that racist? The Bible?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And is it racist that, like, that's not fair? It's almost like the thing with the drug deal. We all got locked up, and now weed's legal. Yeah. Like, damn. We get all the shit, and then at the end, you're like, it ain't bad. After years of hurt, now y'all cool with the chicken? Well, fuck you then. Because I've been down with this shit forever, and y'all was talking shit about me. So now that everyone like chicken is cool now, I ain't supposed to say shit? That shit racist. Racism is fucked up. It's fucked up, it dog.
Who do you think is the worst? Which group of people do you think is the worst most racist out there?
Well, here's the thing. It's like, they racist everywhere, dog. You know what I'm saying?
No argument.
You could say white people, and that's what I go to, obviously. But I'm biased towards that, right? I bet some people could say the Germans. I bet some people in the Middle East could say a bunch of shit. Could say a bunch of shit.
I'd say that generation of Germans was.
Okay.
But, like, not so much anymore, I feel.
There's some out there.
I'm not going to argue with you. But, like for say, like, the racists in America, I feel, have prevailed much more strongly than the racists in Germany.
Yeah, we loud out here. Americans are just loud.
Just loud and stupid.
What about all the shit, you know, in France? Like, it's a lot of Islamophobia.
A lot of Islamophobia over there.
Everywhere in Europe. I don't know. Africans be having genocides that last 15 years. I don't fucking know. They racist
just
everywhere.
Just splitting countries still.
They racist everywhere. My sister told me that she works in, like, beauty. Like, she owns a salon. And like a black.
So she's what Rachel Dolezal aspires to be.
My sister actually, you know, had a salon, a place where people go get their hair done. Cause I ain't coming to your house, Rachel Dolezal. Bitch, I ain't coming to your household. Can meet in a public setting. Sorry, but she said like a lot of the.
Where did she have her shop?
In Detroit, Michigan. Okay. There's a lot of black hair out there. Let me tell you guys. So like. She'll go to trade shows, you know, and she said that sometimes the Asian markets be trying to shut her out.
Damn. What do you mean shut her out?
Like, they won't speak English to her when she comes to talk to her.
Like, the people who, the vendors? That doesn't make sense. Money is money.
Racism. And the Asians got that market a lot. That might be the thing. It might just be a money thing. But apparently there's a lot of, Asian gang shit in the beauty industry, too. Y'all fucking sneaky Asians.
Is that racist?
Kind of, yeah. That's my sister, nigga.
Back off!
I die for her. Oh, Asian ass. Why is racism such an easy thing to go, like, to divert to? Like, to, you know, like, you mad at somebody.
Because it's real easy if you look like me and say something stupid for it to just be like, oh, motherfucker, that's just racist as hell. You know, like I was saying, like, during the fucking Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial. Like, let me phrase it. During the George Zimmerman trial. Because Trayvon Martin was not on trial.
Do shit.
During the George Zimmerman trial, you know, a lot of just, I'm sure, well-meaning white people who, you know, I'm sure I don't self-identify as racist, were making comments and statements that absolutely were racist.
You're not racist, though. Zach's a little racist, but I'm not sure towards who.
Yeah,
something happened to him.
Everyone.
Something happened to him when he was a child. He saw his daddy get beat up by a multi-ethnic man or something. It's like, just for a minute. Because Hey, why do people more than I do? I love y'all, though.
No, you don't. Some of them.
I like some of y'all. A lot of niggas I don't like either. I wish there was less niggas in the world, too. Don't trip. And don't get me started on the Mexicans.
This guy might vote for Trump solely because, like, I like what he's saying on that Mexican.
Like a wall. I can see that.
I can see that.
And look, if we, like, made the wall nice.
No.
Like, you know, like, we could have different artists come and do different sections of the wall.
Nope. I don't think many artists want to have, like, their names attached to something.
Why not?
Like that.
That's huge publicity. Like, and that's basically, like, free promotion. Like, people walk by and they're like, oh, I like that. Let me Google this guy who did Block 13 of the Mexican Wall. Have you seen Block 13? Block 13 is beautiful. It says everything I'm trying to say about the Mexicans. It's like they put it into a piece for me. And that's big to me. That's huge to me. Listen, if my people gonna get shafted, we gonna have to shaft somebody else. I'm sick of being the only ones. I'm sorry, Mexicans. You're just gonna have to take this. Damn, that's fucked up. Like, y'all gonna build a wall? Like, we're not fucking... Like, it's not your backyard. And you be trying to have naked orgies in your pool. Like, that's... I get that. That's what... It's a privacy thing.
But I usually... Man, let's be honest. Most of the desert is just damn border. Like, who the hell cares?
You know how easy it is to scale a wall? I done climbed so many walls and fences. My eyes closed. You don't think a bunch of Mexicans gonna get over that? That's just a bad idea anyways. Like, get them in here, trap them. We call them all in. We like, for today only, you can come in. All the Mexicans can come in. And they gonna come over. They gonna come over in droves. You know they are. And then boom, get them into a net. It's like a dragnet. Get them into a net. Boom, trap them there. Guantanamo. Like, they trying to strike Guantanamo Bay. Use Guantanamo for the Mexicans.
All right. That's the option. That's not a good idea.
It's a horrible idea. Everything I said is a horrible. Yeah. Most things I say are horrible ideas. I'm joking. I don't want to keep the Mexican, but obviously. One of my... I know a Mexican.
I know a Mexican.
Oh, all my friends date Mexicans. I'm not... I can't be racist. I'm still friends with them, even though they've made horrible decisions. Just like, you know, to each his own.
Oh, yes.
Hey guys, quick editor's note. I just want to make it very, very clear that Questionable Decisions is not anti-Mexican. And more specifically, Max is not anti-Mexican. I mean, okay, I used to be anti-Mexican. I mean, I used to... blame Mexicans for everything, really. The traffic in Los Angeles. You know, when my order at McDonald's was wrong. I lost my job once, and I guess a Mexican nigga took it. And yeah, I was kind of blaming Mexicans, taking all our good jobs and shit. But it wasn't Mexicans. That Mexican nigga worked really, really hard. So... I'm not anti-Mexican anymore. We are not anti-Mexican anymore. Matter of fact, we're pro-Mexican. And we want to point out the good things that Mexicans do. You know what I'm saying? Like the nice things, the things that everybody loves. Like, okay. Let me drop some scenarios on y'all. It's 2 in the morning. You just got out the club. You're drunk as fuck. What are you thinking? I'm hungry as fuck. But it's 2 a.m. Where you gonna go? You're not gonna drive to McDonald's and risk that extra DUI time, right? So what? What's that smell? Is that a Mexican bitch cooking hot dogs on the street? See, the beauty about Mexicans is they will put food on anything with wheels. I done bought chips from a cart ran by a Mexican. I done bought sodas from a cart ran by a Mexican. I done bought corn with mayonnaise and chile from a Mexican in a cart.
You ever been in the park and just had the taste for fresh mango? Mexicans can help you with that. No. I love the Mexicans. What about the good things they do? Valentine's Day is coming up. I bet you buy some roses from a Mexican on the corner. So stop shitting on the Mexicans. They're good, hardworking, fruit-picking motherfuckers. Okay? And anybody who sells corn on the cob in the height of summer is good enough for me. Thanks for listening, guys. And now back to episode 26.
Think Donald Trump is racist? Or do you think he's... This is a game for Donald Trump.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, he kind of backed off the Mexican thing and went to the Muslim thing. So, it is just a fucking game, damn.
He's having so much fun.
Way too much fun.
I envy him a little bit. You rich, white piece of shit.
Really rich. Bastard. Ugh. So, it's pretty safe to say that black people have been getting fucked for a couple hundred years now.
What? I ain't never been fucked.
And you never got your 40 acres and a mule.
Big as shit.
What would you want for reparations?
This is a really loaded question. I don't even know. I guess just it invested into the community. You know? I'd be happy with, like... I would have been happy with some land. Land would have been dope. You know? Some property.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really lose that. Once that's on the books, you know?
Yeah,
Shit, I don't know. Give me 100K right now. Give me 100K right now, and I'll call it even.
I'll call it even?
After taxes. I'll call it even. You know? Shit. I don't know. What do you ask for? How about some equality with schools and, like, public services? That would be nice. I don't know.
They'll probably just give you the 100K.
That's cool. Whatever y'all gotta do. I don't know. What would you ask for if you were black?
Oh God.
That's a loaded question.
That is...
What would you do on your first day of being a black person? Like, what would you do? Would you go try...
Just like me with...
Like, you just were black. You woke up and you were me. Oh my gosh.
I woke up
Freaky Friday. I woke you up and me.
Like, your height still and everything?
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
Well, because if I was my height, I'd go out and see if I could dunk.
How tall do you think you are?
I'm at least as tall as Muggsy Bogues.
You're delusional. I'm as tall as Muggsy Bogues. All right.
Then I
can dunk. I've touched rim before, dog. I've touched rim before, and you know that. Black people can jump, nigga.
The first thing I'd do... I don't know.
Just first thing I would do.
Take my dog out. Try not to get shot.
There you go. I don't know. No, what would you ask for? If you...
Oh, God.
If you were black.
I don't know. Maybe some sort of, like, family trust.
Okay.
You know, with, like, some sort... With something where, like, the money just... You know, it's there, and, like, I don't know, maybe if it can't be accessed for a little bit so that, like, future generations can actually benefit from it, or...
What about my generation?
I don't know.
What am I supposed to do? Am I just supposed to not have that money and still be broke? Still have no fucking job?
Maybe that's it. Maybe you want both, too. 100K and a trust fund. Maybe not 100K, but you know what I'm saying. I don't know. I have no idea.
Give us all the football teams.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Give me all the football teams.
Overnight, all sponsorships have dropped out of the NFL, citing its health risks.
Fucking Dave Chappelle called that shit.
Has anyone been more right about racism than Dave Chappelle?
No. Dave Chappelle's fucking crazy, and he's on another plane. That's why he's so crazy. That's clear. Because you can't be that nuts Now, you can't be that genius and not be a little nuts. That's why he's so weird. That's why we love him so much.
Makes sense to me. Recently we watched the reparations skit. That was a good one.
What that lady say to you got to you at the dog park? Talking about racism.
Oh, it wasn't to me. It was to Garcia Smith and Chelsea. And I guess they were just talking about random dog park stuff. And the lady just fucking switched tracks. It was like, the other day I saw just a black man who was just neat as a pin. And, you know, well-dressed, socks whiter than white. Then they distinctly said that, whiter than white. And walking two little wiener dogs. And I thought, that's so smart of him to get those dogs so that he appears less threatening. And it was just... like, apparently the conversation took, like, a really racist turn really quickly. With really no context for it.
What a condescending cunt.
Mm-hmm. We had a good one the other day at Vaughn's.
Oh, yeah.
We have no idea what it was about. But we just walked...
I'm kind of glad we don't know.
We will never know.
That, that bitch looked hella fucking methy. She looked like she was high on meth.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Fucking... we're walking through the parking lot. There's this lady sitting on the flatbed of her truck.
Or with the back of a trunk.
The back of her trunk. The trunk open. She's just sitting there in the parking lot. And we walk past her to get to the car. We're like three cars down.
She's just looking at us. Just staring at us. I don't know if she thought we... she knew this is what we're thinking. We're looking at her like, do we know this woman? Like
she's staring at us really
just
hard.
Just staring at directly at us.
I'm going to stare back. So... then we drive off, and she immediately asked some stranger a question.
Yeah, so someone pulled into the parking lot, and as he's getting out and walking towards Vaughn's, she goes up and asks him something. We don't know what she asked him, but it wasn't like, it was clearly someone she didn't know. It wasn't like, I've been waiting for you. It was like, hey, can something, something? I was like, no, and just kept walking.
She didn't even ask us, though. And that's whatever so disrespectful. Like, what if we could have helped her?
Might have been able to.
Don't you need a jump?
I would help.
You got jumper cables in your truck?
I don't know if I do.
It's just for the sake of the story.
If I do, I would have helped him.
Would have helped a dumb hoe.
Just rude.
Niggas are so racist. Ugh. Ugh. I've never been racist. I used to think I was a Jew.
Yeah, can you just vaguely mention that? Can you expand on that a little bit?
I went to...
like Ethiopian Jew or something?
I went to school, like when I was in kindergarten, Paramount Montessori.
Oh.
On the Paramount lot. I guess there were a bunch of Jewish kids in the class. Because I went home singing dreidel. And I was like, my mom was like, you were really into that fucking dreidel song. And then you told her you were a Jew.
Nice.
Said, I'm a Jew now.
Welcome to the tribe.
They kicked me out, please, and I got a written letter. Like, under no circumstances are you considered a Jew. Don't be telling niggas that. It was a huge scandal.
The leaders of the shadow Jewish and shadow black governments had to meet and smooth
it
all out.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, it was crazy. I was a real big security risk.
Real big issue. We got a defector to the Jews?
It's like everyone was confused. Then they realized, they were like, oh, he's a kid. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
At that point, we had claimed him, though. And like I said, we had to go through some diplomatic back.
It was a lot of paperwork.
That
was the worst part. So much paperwork. Rewrites of contracts and shit.
Too bad we had already circumcised you by the time they reclaimed you.
I thought most black people got circumcised.
I don't know. I don't even know if you're circumcised.
I'm circumcised. I am, just in case anyone needed to know that. I don't know, because I know all Jews have to be circumcised.
That's like
y'all
one
don't
of
get
the...
into Jewish heaven. But, like, I think black people, some people do and some people don't. I think most of us do, though.
It's weird if, when like, people if say
porn can be an indicator. But see, I've seen it both ways. And then Spanish people don't.
I mean, Spanish dicks smell like fucking just...
cheese?
Just disgusting, fuck.
Is that what the thing does? It's just chilling up there. It's so gross. Just all that extra flat. Just chilling. Pooling. Fucking, What is it? Stagnant. Stagnant pool of just juices. Ew.
No.
Sorry. That's is it racist?
Yeah, oh, probably.
Okay. Sorry.
The answer keeps being yeah, probably.
What's up with some motherfuckers like it's so easy to go like when you're mad at someone to call them a dirty Jew. Right?
Yeah, why is that the easiest, the quickest, the first one?
I don't know. Because racism is so fun.
Yay!
What's the meanest, what's the most racist thing you've ever said? Be honest.
I think as a kid... Like I was probably in I don't know, maybe like 4th grade or something. Between 3rd and 5th grade, you know, playing on like a youth basketball team or something. And
pushed someone down and said, "Nigger!"
No. It's much, much more benign than that. So, I forget if it was before the game or after the game. It was either after a game we got killed or before a game we were going to get killed in. We weren't that good. It was a bunch of Jews.
Represent!
But we were playing a mostly black team. And I said something along the lines of, well, of course we lost. We were playing a black team. And my mom was like, whoa. I will say, my mom, because of her job and, like, who she interacts with, she has been really good at, like, as soon as I would ever say something like that, like, growing up, she'd, like, pull me aside and be
like... We don't think like that,
you can't,
Zachary.
Yeah, Zachary, you can't... I know that you tried to say it, like, complimentary, like, but you can't generalize like that at all.
Oh, yeah, that is so nice.
That's probably, like, it was probably the first and last time I actually said something, like... really racist. Because, like, I was so young. It was, like, something that, like, was just, like, drilled into me.
That is not that racist.
Like I said, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Black people are really good at basketball. It is what it is.
But that was...
You breed a people...
Yep, that'll happen.
Cunts.
But that's probably
help
the...
My body is that of an Adonis. Your fault. Sorry.
No worries. What about you?
I don't know. Probably something against black people. You act like a nigga.
Why black on black? Why no one care about black on black crime?
They don't, and it's a huge problem. Because, like, I be trying not to hate light skinned niggas.
We're not actually talking about, like, black on black crime, but we're talking, which I guess this is something I can't really speak on at all. But Max?
I don't know if it's as much black-on-black crime as it is just a sense of community that is an issue.
No, I thought we were talking about the light-skinned, black-skinned.
Oh, light-skinned niggas just ain't shit compared to black-skinned, dark-skinned niggas. Like, there ain't really no explanation there except that they ain't shit. Like, I mean...
On most cases of black-on-black violence, dark-skinned versus light-skinned violence?
It's a huge portion. It is huge.
Like, is that the way we should be looking at it? Instead of just like, it's black on black violence.
Yeah, it should be dark skin on light skin, because they're the aggressors, really.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. And then light skin niggas be trying to act all slick afterwards. Like, they ain't do nothing. They are the aggressors.
The little brother syndrome.
Because they think they white sometimes, and that's their problem. Because look, let's take a look through history. All the dark skin niggas that got light skin just turned weak. Michael Jackson. Alright, Lil' Kim.
That's all I really got offhand.
That's fair. That's fair.
Right now, but I'm sure if we look back on it, I'm going to eat this thing. So, that's all I'm saying. But I love my light-skinned people. I love that. My mama light-skinned. And my sisters. But they also have streaks of just where you ain't shit. Like, that's the thing. Like, I always been one.
His younger sister is just has no respect for him.
I always been 100 with everybody. I always been 100 with everybody. You know, like, I ain't changed. And I see niggas just be going through changes. It seems like more than regular people. That's it. So maybe that's it. But besides that, I think it's weird. I think being black is weird. Cause it's already a subculture.
But it's the subculture.
It is. But we're so
under a magnifying glass?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's strange. It's like a lot of, it's not a lot of community, but it's really wasn't made to be a lot of community there. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Black people should hire black people, though. I really believe in that.
You ask me.
Wait till I make some money. I'm hiring all niggas. I'm just using this whitey right now.
Just hire a bunch of white, like, straight out of college preppy janitors.
Yeah. Fuck that. I ain't even giving them janitor job. I'm gonna get the crackhead janitor job.
There you go. Get back to the community.
Cause look,
get them to do the unpaid internships.
You know, like,
and then just fire them after the unpaid internships.
Junkies love to clean. Like, you just gotta make sure ain't no shit around.
Yeah,
that they can steal. But you let them clean that shit up.
And give them like one like crack. Back. I was gonna say back office to sleep in.
Or
back.
No, they're not gonna sleep in my house. No. You're junkie. House. There can be one junkie living here. And that's me.
Oh, we're talking about an office.
This ain't a junkie hostel. Yeah. There can be one junkie taking up residence in this place. And that's me. Damn hostel for crackheads.
I didn't get a chance to ask, what would you do if you were white? In our case, a Freaky Friday.
Go out and see all the crazy shit I could do before.
Just see see what you can get away with?
I would just try it. Like, get pulled over by the police. Just see how the different speed. The interaction
like, I'd love to see what.
It's probably fun. So much nicer.
It's very and less low stress. Stressful. It's very low stress.
That's also, I think, why black people look so young. Like, our lives are so stressful that they're like, our bodies are just pumping young into us to keep us from going, you know? Because the strain's it's a lot. It's a lot of strain.
I bet.
So that's why we age so much slower than everybody else.
It's interesting that you went that way, because I normally assume that more stress would make you age quicker.
Exactly, though, but that's why we look so young. We haven't, we're pumping young beauty into our bodies all the time. You know, like, our bodies were made that way.
Science.
Our bodies were made that way, you know, to keep us from dying at 30.
Can't have you dying at 30, it's just a bad investment.
Niggas live forever, I feel like. Black people live forever. Damn.
I feel like all the oldest people in the world
are black as
the old
fuck.
Black woman from like Georgia who looks like she's 73 at the oldest still.
Yeah, niggas don't
like 135.
Die. Black people be living with like dementia for so long too sometimes. You're like, damn, bitch.
Let it go.
You're supposed to go on. Dragging the shit out.
Like, you already halfway gone.
Come just on, Jack. Like, people don't never fucking die. Ugh. I fucking really hope. Y'all niggas gonna be so mad if I live till I'm 90. Because I ain't never gonna shut the fuck up. They just gonna keep coming asking me for interviews. Yeah, I'll give an interview.
Yeah, I'll talk.
Come in.
I'll talk to anyone.
But I'm more radical because I don't give a fuck no more. You don't have to blow this shit up. Racism.
Speaking of always fun racism, we read Dylan Roof's manifesto today.
I feel like I'm reading too many manifestos in my old age.
He's like 27 years old.
I'm seeking them out now.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Dylan Roof made a manifesto. Let's read this.
Ooh, he got a manifesto too? Oh my God. It was exactly what I expected. At least, though, I will give it to Dylan Roof. His manifesto was nice and tight.
You know, wasn't
short and tight.
It was kind of rambly, but only like a couple pages.
No, he like got to the point.
It Jews was only are an enigma to
Jews
him.
Jews are an enigma. I agree with that 100%. It was only 4 pages, and it was succinct. And you know what? Niggas think they manifesto.
What
did they say back there?
Just someone walking by through the fence.
Puppy!
Riley, come on. I'm gonna go put them inside real quick. Just so they don't do this again. Mia, Riley, come here. Come on.
Dylan's manifesto. And I applaud Dylan Roof because niggas that, like, they manifesto got to be 150 pages, 150 poorly written pages. And Dylan Roof made it 4 pages, gave you, like blacks, Jews, Mexicans. He had sections laid out for you, and he apologized for typos at the end.
Because there were a lot of typos.
He said, hey, sorry, I was in a rush. But apologies
who,
for any typos.
Who doesn't have autocorrect?
That's so nice. But that is so nice. Like, that was really nice. Cunt.
Dylan Roof and his manifesto touched on this, and a lot of crazy conservatives tout this. Where does the theory of the Jewish, like, shadow funders of, like, agitation and, like, civil discourse come from? Like, that the Black Lives Matter is founded by a bunch of Jews.
I don't know. I think they're just an easy target. An easy group to target. They were already marginalized. They got a lot of money.
We did make it pretty well.
Y'all came up.
Y'all can't cut stop us!
Y'all came up for even go first. That was good. That was a good pivot. That was a dope ass pivot.
It's a good pivot.
So, you know, it's easy. You know, niggas gonna hate. Let them hate. Yeah, bitch. We do run everything. Yeah, we don't agitate.
That's the best thing. It's like, the Jews control the banks. I'm like a poor, broke, white shithead. Well, what you gonna do about it?
You gonna do? We got banks, you got ain't shit. That's nice. Good. If white people like Dylan Roof don't hate you, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'd hope Dylan Roof would hate me as well.
Exactly. Like, I think you don't like me, I'm okay with that.
Surprisingly, Dylan Roof was very okay with East Asian people.
He loves East Asian
very
people.
Very big fan of
he
East
He said
Asian
they
people.
Just as racist as
very racist is what he said. Great allies for the white people.
Holla at us, East Asians. Let us know if that's true.
Why only East Asians?
Tim is from China. I mean...
China is huge.
Okay, you're right. Mike is from, he's Vietnamese, or...
Did you say China again?
Or Taiwanese. No, he ain't Chinese. He's one of the other ones. But I don't know which one exactly. It's like, he either Vietnam, or he... Give me some other ones.
Cambodia, Laos,
yeah, Cambodia.
Korea, Japan.
He might be Korean.
Thailand.
I don't think he don't look Korean.
Indonesia.
No, he ain't Indian.
Uzbekistan. He's listing countries now at this point.
And it's really a cunty thing to do. Anyways, he ain't that kind of Asian. And he's sneaky as fuck, bro. I just think he's a cunt.
I don't think even being Asian has to do with him being a sneaky cunt. I just think he's a sneaky cunt.
That's just who he is, and that's my friend, so... I don't know. I don't know. Why really racist people like writing manifestos? You think that... Or is that just a crazy
thing? I think it's a crazy thing.
Okay. That's cool.
But here's the thing, like... If you wrote a manifesto and you're taken alive, like, don't you look real stupid?
Depends on if he was selling that manifesto or not.
Like, selling a 4-page manifesto. Damn, I should have sold this for actually. I should have like wrote this. And, like,
the thing, like, okay,
shouldn't have published giving it this way for free.
Are you monetizing that? Because you can make a quick come up. But no, they usually believe all that crazy shit that's in there anyway.
Christopher Dorner had a great manifesto.
It was weird.
It was fantastic. As far as crazy manifesto goes.
It was intense.
His big up section was pretty good.
Big ups, big ups, big ups.
He like gave shout outs to people.
Big ups, big ups, big ups.
Have you ever had any run-ins with racist dogs?
Well, I didn't think I did until you told me that I was.
What?
You told me that dogs are racist. I didn't even know that was a thing. Oh, yeah. You were like, that dog's being racist. I was like, and then I thought about it, and I was like, there have been dogs Kiki. That just don't like me for
Sean's, some reason. Sean, I don't know if it was Kiki or Seva. I think Seva was racist.
Maybe.
Or Lucky. One of his dogs is racist.
His dogs usually liked me.
There was one that didn't, I bet.
No, I've never had that problem.
Did you meet all of the dogs they've had? Lucky, Sevo, all of them?
That little black one?
Used to, yeah. James got a new dog.
I saw that dog's adorable! How you gonna make a dog racist?
I don't know, German Shepherds are racist as hell.
That's true.
Like, man, at this point, that has to be bred into German Shepherds.
Yeah. That's weird.
I will say this.
I think I was a dog in another life.
I've had... Yeah. I don't think dogs are...
Maybe.
Like people, I don't necessarily think dogs are born racist, but...
They're made into racist.
I have had funny experiences with Nia where I've run into, surprise, surprise, a Nazi! And he, like, walked past me, and I saw, like, he literally had, like, 3 swastika tattoos, like, boom! Boom! Just like... You know, he was... Wasn't really subtle about it.
Yeah, shirt off?
We were out. We were just bringing the boat in. We were docking. And so he was walking to his boat. Saw that he had, like, a bunch of swastika tattoos. And, like, all of a sudden, you know, my mindset on this dude's chain is just like, oh, fuck this guy. You know what I mean? When he walks back, Nia starts growling at him. So, I mean, if every time you walk past a black person, you thought, fuck this guy. You know, and, like, viscerally felt it and thought it. Maybe the dog picks up on that.
Are you saying your dog was a Jew?
No, I'm saying my dog picked up that I didn't like this person. Oh. I don't think she had any idea what this person was. You know what
is
I mean?
Is your dog a Jew?
No. But, so I think that if you do that enough times, you know, a dog might be able to put together, oh, it's black people that this person that feeds me doesn't like.
Oh,
you know
yeah, dogs
I mean?
Get that for sure.
Yeah, so I don't, like, yeah, I don't think that if Nia ever saw the guy with the shirt on and I didn't know that it was the Nazi, she'd care. You know what I mean?
I just like to think that Nia fights crime.
Absolutely. In her spare time.
In the Holocaust. Like, she had an underground railroad for Jewish dogs. And she got them out. You know, hit them and added some shit. It happened. There was a book about it. They niggas was hiding in attics, Zach. You don't know your history, dog. They was hiding in attics, and they was getting all the Jews, fool. All the Jews were scared. They was like, oh, shit, they coming for us, nigga. Like, what happened? It was all cool just a week ago.
We were good, guys.
That switched over quick.
But you literally just came over for a barbecue last week.
It was giving out those cool I'm a Jew stamps. Yeah. And I just think, you know.
Thought it was like a...
Like, oh! Like, what up, dog? I was down with it.
I did see a very interesting thing. It was a series of pictures that, I guess a big part of after World War II was, it was pretty much shock treatment to a lot of the German citizens and soldiers as actually what was happening in the concentration camps. And it's a pretty powerful picture of a bunch of young, you know, obviously, you know, younger than us, German, I keep wanting to say shoulders, German soldiers being shown images from the concentration camps for the first time. Like, literally, just like, oh, shit, this is what we were fighting for, and they are just...
I saw that.
Just distraught, you know what I mean?
Misinformation, dog. Misinformation. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, not saying that not everyone knew, but, like, you know, like, I can imagine if... It's not like there was the internet and shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
And you're just out in the fucking country, just like, yeah, I'm gonna... We're at war, I guess. I'll join the German army. And then, like... Oh, shit.
I mean... Yeah, that shit wasn't bought, you know?
Yeah.
They kept that shit very contained.
German efficiency.
Oh, damn it. Nine! Those guys were assholes.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed.
Swastika is such an aggressive symbol.
It is, and still people motherfuckers like...
Dick. Like a ninja star of dicks.
It's not as bad since it's a Turkish symbol for good luck. Well, it was until, you know, Hitler started to use it as a symbol for the Holocaust.
Oh, it's a Turkish symbol of good luck.
No, I don't know if that's true. I think maybe the other way. Yeah, I think it depends which way the arrow, the legs go.
Yep, you're right. To that left. If they go into the left, they wrong. Right?
I honestly don't know. I don't fuck around with either of it. I generally don't write it.
I studied swastikas.
Why?
I was having this weird point where I was like, should I become a skinhead? Should I not become a skinhead?
I don't think...
What do I have to know?
Wait. You went from Jew to skinhead?
Yeah, because you remember that movie?
American History X?
Yeah. I really like that. I thought he was so cool. He's so badass. He always had that wife beater. That nigga had one wife beater in the whole movie. I love that.
Of course you would watch American History X and, like, come away from it wanting to be a skinhead.
Yeah. That was one of his best roles. Like, he, you know. I'm into the arts, man.
Listen, I'm a huge Edward Norton fan, and I know he's not really a skinhead.
Listen, exactly. That tattoo looked like
poorly drawn permanent marker.
If he can do it, I can do it.
No, but the thing is, he was in a movie.
It's good for Ed Norton. It's good enough for me.
He also could dunk in that movie, remember? That was the most unbelievable part of American History X. Mm-hmm. Edward Norton taking off his shirt and just flashing the swastika tattoo at Venice Beach and just, like, no one just jumping his ass.
That was baller as fuck.
And then him just dunking on fools. What?
White man is the better man.
I was like, way less believable than Woody Harrelson dunking in White Man Can't Jump.
It was way less believable.
Way less believable.
I love
Woody
Harrelson.
He had, like, combat boots on and shit.
It's hot, like, as hell. From Venice Boulevard. Of Venice Beach.
Such a joke scene. Such an absolute joke scene.
Good enough for Ed Norton, good enough for me.
Alright, give me a call when they let you in. You might run into some problems at the door.
There ain't no black skinheads. There's, like, black Confederate flag guys. They always weird me out so much. Like, ugh, nigga. What the fuck you doing? Your mama probably pissed, nigga. You showed your mama, she's like, don't put that on.
Don't put that on.
Gotta listen to your mama. My mama would beat my ass for that. Nigga.
Mama would beat my ass for letting you do that.
Exactly.
Finish whooping you and coming, Zach, why'd you let him put that shirt on?
It's fucked up. How you gonna like a Confederate flag?
It's not even that cool looking of a flag.
It's kind of raggedy.
It really is. Not a whole lot of fucking thought went into it, it looks like. Ugh. Max, what's the most racist thing that's ever happened to you?
I don't know. So many.
Do you have, like, any big, like, well, fuck this moments?
When I was in Georgia, I got beat up by the police.
And remember, when he was in Georgia, you were how old, Max?
I was 15, I think. 15, 16.
I was about 16. He hates what he does. He ain't a big guy now. And it's not like he shrank from when he was 15 to now.
I just got more adorable, but I was even more adorable and fucking fun-sized.
Let's be honest. 15-year-old Max.
Really? It was fucking the worst. I had like, okay, anyway, so they fucking beat my ass in front of my mom and my little sister. Put me in the car, fucking 6 more cop cars come up, and they're milling around trying to figure out obviously how to spin the shit out of this.
You know, I got a gun or some crap. It's 15.
I ain't had shit. I ain't had shit. And they weren't even really supposed to be like that. And I'm sitting in the back in handcuffs. And this white man comes up to me and starts talking shit. I don't know. I probably said some 15-year-old shit like, fuck you. And
that's he said, fair. You're allowed and to say he that.
Says, I'll pull you out of this car and beat your ass, nigger. And I think that was the first time I really got called a nigger, too. And I was like, whoa.
Like a hard R, like. Yeah.
And I shut the fuck up. I should sue the shit out of them, Lithonia Police Department. They take me to the jail. They just put me in there. They don't book me. They don't do anything. They just hold me until my mom comes and picks me up. It was incredibly illegal, everything that they did. I know now.
I know now I know.
But I didn't know. I was just fucking terrified. And my face hurt. Cunts. So that was the most racist thing. I like little racist shit, but that.
I mean, yeah, more microaggressions that you have to deal with, that I imagine you deal with all the damn time.
Yeah. I haven't had anything really racist online yet, which I'm surprised about. I want somebody to send me a letter and be like, you stupid nigger. I'm waiting for that one. I still haven't gotten that one yet. That'll be real fun. I'll post it probably. I am a dirty nigger.
Oh, yeah. For the record. Any emails you send us, we absolutely have the right to put online and laugh at you. Do not think you're entitled to any privacy with anything you send us.
I'm not a very private person, as you know.
Just letting you know. You want to blast us and think we're not going to just immediately put that shit on the internet? It's going to happen. You'll be lucky if we don't include your email address.
You will be lucky. I won't put it if it's not too bad. If it's funny, I won't put it. It's raggedy as fuck. I'll put it.
Oh, yeah, like a normal email. We're not just going to, like someone just, like, trying to, like, tell us something. But y'all come at us with any sort of disrespect. I'm putting that shit on mine instantly.
I might send you back a picture of my dick. Or a dick. Who knows who's it even
all
mean?
All emails count as applications for dick pics from him.
To be a Mexican dick. Chinese.
Dick. Yeah, not necessarily even his dick.
Because we are worldwide with it. I'm fucking worldwide right now, dude. Like, we can't be racist. People in Cambodia listen to us. People in somewhere in like Eurasia listen to us. People in Asia listen to us. The UK. We got the Philippines. We got Australia, nigga.
It's called the Philippines?
The Philippines. We don't have a lot of
One more time?
The Philippines. We don't have a lot of South American, but that's okay.
That's probably because you talk shit about Mexicans all the time.
Africa, don't be listening. Okay. Well, sorry. I kind of backed off my African stance. Africa, you can come. I think y'all niggas racist, but y'all can come. I don't even really say anything about the rest of South America. Mexicans.
Which is technically North America.
Oh, boom. Damn. Mind blown, huh?
Where you at, South America?
Where you at? I mean, y'all kind of acting like Mexicans now. So maybe you should think about that before you get mad at me for talking about building the wall. Go Trump.
Oh, this is completely unrelated. Now we're getting to a little bit... If you made it this far, bonus round.
You get nothing. You get nothing but smiles.
You get the good stuff.
I'll send you a box of taquitos.
Max sent me a picture the other day of a text message from just a random number that said, what would the exact text message say? Something along the lines of,
Max, Jamie Foxx,
Max, speaking role in a movie...
Baby Driver, in quotes, starring Jamie Foxx and Kevin Spacey, is seeking speaking and non-speaking roles. Please call this number. I think I signed up through an extras kind of thing.
That's not important. The important part of this is there's a movie in production right now called...
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. The Baby Driver.
The Baby Driver.
The Baby Driver. What the fuck could this movie be about?
Could be about...
We wrote down a small list of,
It could be about a guy who drives an ambulance, but he only gets calls out to people with baby problems.
Good point. Is Jamie Foxx is his young partner?
Jamie Foxx...
Kevin Spacey's like the old ambulance driver.
Kevin Spacey's the ambulance driver. He goes to Jamie Foxx, whose daughter isn't breathing. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Something happens to Spacey, and now Jamie Foxx has to take them both to the hospital.
Oh!
Now he's taking both of them to the hospital. But Kevin Spacey's, like, giving him, like oh, right. Kevin Spacey's, like, almost passed out. So Jamie Foxx also has to operate on his daughter.
Right. Walls driving?
And then he can only save one. Well, he's, like, he's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he can only save one at the end.
The other driver's out.
The other driver's out.
Kevin Spacey has to keep the daughter alive in the back.
Oh, my God.
While Jamie Foxx drives it. And Kevin Spacey sacrifices himself at the end for the daughter.
Oh, my God. And they keep talking through the partition.
Right. And then at the end, he asks him something, and Kevin Spacey doesn't answer, but the daughter does.
Oh, my God. Daddy, is that you?
And then he just knows. You know, he's just like...
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Okay. Twist.
The baby driver.
The baby... is the driver.
Right. We've also had ideas like this, where similar scenario, you know, like this, but more of a transporter situation.
Yeah.
You know, where like this guy has to drive like the president's baby or something.
Uh-huh. Newborn,
you know. Toddler.
Toddler.
Okay, toddler.
But no, a baby isn't a toddler. Like a month. Two, three months.
So more of a transporter thing, but instead of, like, attractive Asian ladies, it's babies.
It's babies.
It's just babies. You know what I mean?
Because it has to be multiple babies, because, okay. Okay, I see what's happening here. Yeah.
And you still have to do with all, like, the baby shit. Like, feeding and changing.
So it's like a comedy almost.
Almost like a comedy, kind of.
Okay.
The Baby Driver. But you can have, a couple thrill scenes in it,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know.
But then we thought about the supernatural aspect.
Somehow something weird happened.
Bolt of lightning. You know? They're both
meteorite, lunar eclipse, whatever.
They're both in the car. The baby switches with the professional driver.
And now the baby has to drive.
Take it one step further.
Something's wrong with the driver.
Body
got shot or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he doesn't get to a hospital soon...
He's not going to have his body. He's going to stay a baby forever.
And the baby's just going to be dead.
Yeah. And he's getting chased. Okay. Step further, post-apocalyptic world. Babies are all that's left. All the adults have died, okay? This baby, it's like a Mad Max thing, but with babies.
I like that one as well.
You see what I'm
really
saying?
Good. That's real good. And they got the little push carts
that they're driving. That'd be adorable.
A much darker one would be a movie about a guy... Pretty much in the future, dystopian future, where they've realized babies are the best source of labor.
Ew.
And it's like they slave babies regardless of race. Like, you're just when you're a baby, you're just a slave until X years. And he's like the slave.
Because they've opened up, because they say how babies' brains are.
They
figured out how to tap into that.
They figured out how to tap into that for energy or something.
Yeah.
And this guy has to keep the babies working.
He's whipping them.
The baby driver.
Oh my God.
But he has a change of conscience.
He has a baby.
He
has his own baby. And he's like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
I can't submit my baby to this.
Like, I see what happens to those babies.
But you know what? You know what it is? It's different. It's more of a...
He's a baby?
No. Here's the twist.
And then he realizes he's a baby because he didn't know that he was a baby. And in the end, he finds out he's a fucking baby.
Right.
And he's been whipping these other babies. And then he leads the revolt in the sequel. He leads the revolt because the first one, he disappears because he was the top baby driver. And they're just looking.
Of course, he has to be the top baby
driver. And he goes into the underground, right? And in the second one, he leads the revolt against the big side, the bigs. He leads the revolt against the bigs.
That's a good one.
Or some Braveheart shit. You know?
I was going to say, you could get more of like, I don't know. I like the, until he has a baby
That, I mean, that, because you don't want, your market's not going to be
now,
just
here,
babies.
Here it is.
Your market's going to be adults, too.
Here it is.
You know?
Here it is. illegitimate babies are the source of free energy.
Oh.
Right. So you can fill out, apply for a permit, you know, and have a baby, like a regulated family baby. But if, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, like, you're not to allowed to have, like, you know, make it some religious society or something, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And it's hard for you to get papers.
And everyone says, well, you know, and no one, you know.
It's like Elysium.
Combine it with the giver as well. It's no like one really knows what happens to the babies, okay, except for the baby drivers.
Okay.
Only the baby drivers know.
And now, he takes the babies away in a baby car.
Powered by the baby thoughts.
It could be like Inception. Like, there's so many baby layers.
So really, we have no idea what the hell a movie called The Baby Driver could be about.
But if you guys need some tips,
we got some fucking brilliant ideas.
We're gonna have to shoot it in like a third world country where baby laws.
Baby laws are a little more lax.
We need some real. Relaxed baby laws.
Or some good CGI. Because I don't like
CGI though.
CGI babies, like, that's what I'm saying. CGI babies are way too creepy.
You just want to see that sweat on that baby's brow.
Can a baby cry out? You know what? Let's be honest. It'd be real easy for that baby to cry on command if you need
it. What are you talking about?
Perfect!
Just starts clapping in his fucking face. Freaks babies out. Okay. We are against baby labor. All right, guys, that was our racism podcast, I think.
And the baby driver.
And with extra bonus.
Extra baby, bonus baby segment. The baby segment. Driver.
God. I knew this was going to happen. All right, guys. That was heavy. Sorry. Hope we could keep it.
That's why I brought you the baby driver.
Right. That's why we brought you baby driver at the end.
Thank you for tuning in again.
Questionable decisions. Follow us on all the shit. Thanks.
Online.
Yeah.
All right.
They know by now.
Click these buttons.
Just click the buttons.
Oh, you have to have the buttons.
Click the button. I don't have to do that. Should, though.